Communications for the President. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Additional classified documents turning up in the Justice Department's search of President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home Friday. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Bob Bauer, President Biden's personal attorney, confirming the discovery of six additional documents marked classified. Some of the documents found were from the president's time in the Senate, and some were from his tenure as vice president. Bauer's statement noting prosecutors also, quote, took for further review personally handwritten notes from the vice presidential years, end quote. The president and first lady were not present for the search. They are spending the weekend at their Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home.
Some Democrats now joining Republicans in their support of President Biden's classified documents investigation. Here's Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell of Michigan on Fox News.
I want the facts. I want the Department of Justice to be completely thorough, completely honest, and I want the facts.
Other Democrats showing their support include Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia. Meanwhile, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain is expected to leave his position soon after the State of the Union on February 7th. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is hoping to make his COVID policies, which include banning mask and vaccine mandates, permanent. The governor discusses his decision on Fox's Unfiltered with Dan Bongino.
We protected Floridians across the board, their jobs, their education, and their ability to participate in society. That has preserved freedom in our state, but I think it helped preserve freedom in other states.
The Philadelphia Eagles trouncing the New York Giants 38-7 Saturday and are now headed to the NFC Championship game, where they will face either the San Francisco 49ers or the Dallas Cowboys. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A shooting at a Whataburger fast food restaurant in Fort Worth, Texas, leaves one teenager dead and another critically injured. Here's Police Chief Neil Noakes.
I'm angry. There's no reason for any young person, a student in high school, to lose their lives at such a young age. There is no reason for a student in high school to be carrying a gun and shooting at another student.
Police say a verbal argument escalated into a physical fight and then gunfire. Police have not made any arrests yet. The trial of disgraced attorney Alex Murdoch starts Monday in South Carolina. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
Murdoch is accused of murdering his wife and younger son, Paul, back in 2021. A recent court filing from prosecutors revealed that an undisclosed Snapchat Paul sent to friends only about an hour before his murder could be key to the case.
Murdoch claims he's innocent and that he discovered his wife and son's lifeless bodies. He also says he was hysterical when he made the 911 call. A hero astronaut gets hitched.
The Eagle has landed again. Former astronaut Buzz Aldrin has stunned the world once more. The second man to walk on the moon has taken his fourth trip down the aisle. The American hero marked his 93rd birthday Friday by marrying his 63-year-old girlfriend, Dr. Anka Faur, who is also the executive vice president of Buzz Aldrin Ventures, LLC. The two tied the knot at a small private ceremony in Los Angeles on the same day Aldrin was named a living legend of aviation. In a statement, the last surviving member of the Apollo 11 crew and one of only a dozen men to walk on the lunar surface said he and his new bride were, quote, as excited as eloping teenagers. We have liftoff.
That's Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.